Just the two. Very good. Well, welcome to Team GFMP, to both of you. As always, we like to keep the open forum and petition part of our meeting at 2 p.m. Central Time, as it's outlined in the agenda. So to be able to do that, we'll move around a little bit. We're going to move now to item 8, the Bear Butte Public Use Restriction. Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Rec Director. Before you is a rule proposal for the prohibition of leaving human remains at Bear Butte State Park. Initially, we brought this rule to the commission in 2002. It came out of a forum discussion that we hold every year with our Native American, the numerous tribes from the Northern Plains tribe that come there that help us really manage the Butte. This was a request from them back then. In 2019, it inadvertently got repealed when we did sort of a rules cleanup. We also did some research, Attorney Nick and myself, on where the laws and the rules of the state regarding human remains are, and what we discovered is that, yeah, you can put remains on any public property. As long as you get permission, you get a burial permit. Well, this is the one park property where we really do not want that to happen. So thus we're bringing this rule and just really asking you to reinstate it like it was. The rule is the same as it was back in 2002. We've not made any other changes to it.
Questions for Director Van Meteren? Director, can you just give us a bit more explanation as to why we're selecting this particular park to not be able to do this?
Madam Chair, the Lakota, Cheyenne, and the other tribes that all make up the Northern Plains tribal groups really see Bear Butte as as their worship area. It's kind of their outdoor church, and there are no known burials on this property, and that's the way they want it. They do hold ceremonies there all the time, but they see it as an outdoor church, and they would rather not have that take place there.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments from the commission? And with that, we want to ensure that Commissioner Whitmire's microphone is working, so we're going to do a test real quick to see if he is able to cast his votes, ask questions, and communicate with us. So, Commissioner Whitmire, if you are able to hear me, if you could just give us a couple of sentences.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for putting up with me this late.
We appreciate that you're here, and we can hear you. Thank you. All right, and with that, this is a proposal moving forward. We would do finalization on this in March. Is that correct?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Okay. So I know technically in the past the commission has given its stamp of approval on proposals moving forward. We are going to continue to do that. So with that, no comments, no questions from the commission. We need a motion and a second to push this forward.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locke. And all those in favor of pushing this forward, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. It is moved forward. Thank you, sir.